Podcast.
Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Rob. Oh yeah, here's the news, baby. All about your disease. You may have all that you want to, honey, but I got something you need. Oh yeah, I ain't talking about love.
Hey, everybody.
And that's the Normalars. That's how we treat...
Man, there's probably going to be some editing going on.
Let's think about that. Hey, guys, it's the Normalars. I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph. You know, Ryan, I know you don't like us talking about reviews, but I want to give one thing clear
okay.
As far as our latest review.
Clear it up.
Ben and I are not frat boys.
Did someone say we're frat boys?
Yes. They call us frat boys.
Don't call a fraternity a frat.
We've been called.
Would you call your country a cunt?
Yeah.
You would.
If it was.
We've been called a lot of things.
We've been called like the guys from Clerks.
Yes.
That's one of the things.
We've been said that we're like the coolest guys in chemistry class. Didn't someone say something?
I don't know. There was the one that said we like, it's like a couple of dudes.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff.
I like that one. We are a lot
So that's fine. But frat boys is where I draw the line.
It's just inaccurate. First of all.
It's inaccurate. And I mentioned on the blog that there's only one frat boy that I actually look up to and respect, and that's the leader of the frat boys.
D-Day?
One Mr. Michael Bay.
Ah. He's a frat boy himself?
No, he's the leader of the frat boys in Mystery Men.
Oh.
And Dane Cook is the waffler.
I just caught like the tail end of that movie the other day. That movie's awesome.
You should see the middle part of the movie where Michael Bay's in it.
I would love to.
Why is he in that movie?
Why is anyone in that movie? Why is Eddie Izzard the leader of the Disco Boys? Or co-leader, apparently.
Tony B and Tony C?
Tony P and Tony C, I want to say.
So this is a podcast about Mystery Men.
And we are... Yeah, we're going to talk about Mystery Men. We're going to talk about your favorite characters... Favorite scenes.
my favorite part about the frat boy review, and this is probably complaining, but not really. I just thought it was. This is Ryan. It's really funny if you haven't read it. It said the title of the review was "They Never Talk About Lost." The beginning of the review said, "Granted, I was listening during hiatus,"
well,
which I thought
cool.
was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's hopefully.
But he called it. What he called us out on was the fact that. There were certain points in our hiatus show where we could make Lost references and drop the ball.
Ah.
So.
Well, that's actually like constructive.
Yeah.
As far as
yeah. I mean, with all the references we drop,
yeah.
We should drop more Lost
references.
Drop some
Lost ones.
Which is funny because we never do.
We don't reference Lost because it's like.
Even when we talk about Lost, we reference other shit.
Yeah.
So.
It's like it sets it up in our head that when we're doing a Lost show, it's like we do not talk about Lost.
It's easily one of my favorite reviews on iTunes.
Cool.
Because frat boys cracks me up the most.
It's not true, but I wonder what we do that makes that possible.
Whoever wrote that review, if you're still listening to the show,
yeah,
which I don't know.
And
if
we're
going to
talk about Lost today.
Yeah,
and our
frats. Let us know what we said. That, yeah, call in
or send us an email. Call in, and then everyone can
it
hear
just
it.
Cracks me up. Speaking of calling in and sending us email and finding out who you are,
yeah.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Steve.
Steve.
Who's our friend on MySpace.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Who decided to rep for the Darmalars at Coachella.
Coachella's like a rock music festival.
It's like a hip, trendy rock festival for hip.
It's world famous, so you all know already.
Hip and trendy kids.
Yeah.
And this guy thought we were cool enough to represent for one of the days at Coachella.
Ryan says he might have been wearing our t-shirt, ironically.
What does that mean?
That means like if you wear like when we wear those Edison Source shirts.
Okay.
Like we don't work for Edison Source. We don't think Edison Source is cool. We just think it's funny to wear it.
So it's funny.
It might be funny, but I think
it's
he was
not ironic.
I think he was
ironic. I think so too. But a friend of ours, a friend of the Darmalars, a personal friend. I don't even know if he listens to the show. But,
Dylan's listened before.
He noticed the shirt and grabbed a picture. So that was
so
cool.
Here's this guy who's been a friend of Ralph and myself for 15 years or more.
Yeah.
Like he's a really close friend. Like, and he ran into one of our fans at a giant outdoor music festival. That was really cool. Snapped a pic and put it on MySpace, and I was like, "Who are you?" And the dude signed up and said, "Yeah, it's me, Steve."
apparently, the story went like this, according to Dylan. He was like freaked out, ran after the dude and said, "Hey, hey, hey, I know the Darmalars." And he's all, "You mean Ben and Ralph?" it was like, yeah, like it was almost like no big deal. My theory is that Steve, and I'm sure you're listening, decided that it's hot in Coachella and he didn't want to ruin a good shirt. So he just really doesn't care about us that much, but he might.
My theory is that he thought we were more rockin' than any band there that day.
Yes.
And it was probably day two.
That's what I hope.
We're from Morocco.
But anyway, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. Just random running into people in the world.
Yeah. So that's what I want more of.
Yeah.
If you guys don't have a Darmalar shirt, but see someone with a Darmalar shirt,
oh,
get
totally.
A picture with them.
Yeah. Or a button, if that happens.
Yeah.
And not at Comic-Con. I mean, you could do it at Comic-Con, but totally do it at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But that's like kind of a slam dunk.
Especially if you see us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually have some news on the shirts.
Oh, good.
Talk to Mr. Sam.
Of ShopSamandNate.com.
And the one thing that seems to be set in stone is that our new shirts will be black.
Ooh.
So they'll be a little more hip.
People like a black shirt.
Yeah. So.
I like black shirts.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm totally looking forward to that. Does he have a time frame?
No, but maybe soon.
Maybe soon. Okay.
Maybe soon.
So keep an eye on that. And there's still the yellow ones, but they are sold out in a bunch of sizes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we actually got a lot of orders this week. I haven't sent you the stuff on that.
Cool.
But yeah. So it's been pretty cool.
That's cool. I went to a street fair in Upland this weekend.
Did you wear a Darmalar shirt?
No.
See, you don't even. That's what's cool about Steve is you don't even
represent. I didn't even represent. I just wore like a shirt. I put on a shirt.
Yeah.
You
put on a shirt for the transmission.
I represent for them. Hell yeah. Yeah. So I went to the street fair, but it's not like I didn't like go to a bunch of booths or get my face painted or anything. I essentially stayed in a bar and got my liquor painted with alcohol. It was the Lemon Festival. But I hadn't gone yet. I talked about going.
Yeah. The
I was giving them closure.
So
the fans were out there on pins and needles, on tenterhooks. What happened?
Speaking of the long arm of the Darmalars, we've reached all the way to Jay and Jack.
Yay. How so?
I've noticed the last couple weeks on their show, Jack will want to say something that may be a little off color. So he decides to stop himself and say, "Oh no, that's a Darmalars." So, and Jay did it this week. But something else I've noticed, and I wish we could take credit for it, but I've noticed that Jay has been using, instead of saying log carrying guys, he's been calling them randos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So a lot of, I mean,
it could be us. It could be.
It's probably us.
Fan of Super Troopers.
But, I mean, if you're a fan of Super Troopers, you know that there's a character named Rando.
Yeah.
But the explanation of what a Rando is in the commentary, so.
Right. I think that term is, like, catching on. I think I've seen that in places. And that's
probably
cool.
Because of us.
Yeah, probably. You know what I like is, even, and it's on our blog spot, so it's not, like, anything crazy. It's not, like, random, because it's people that I know listen to us. But I like when they refer to them as the Not Penny's Boat people, or when they refer to the SS Not Penny's Boat. When I see that, I get a little glimmer.
Because people will actually listen to us. It's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we see that we get downloads, but we figure that, you know, people just click the button
and then
delete their computers away.
Well, so. That's another Darmalars on this hard drive. Trash.
Time to get another hard drive.
Every week. I don't know why I subscribed to this podcast. It's costing me thousands. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Do you want to talk about last night's loss?
Yeah, let's go for it. That's shorter than last week's. No, fuck it.
When I was a younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the town, growing my hair. You came along and stole my heart when you
You're doing it. You're actually doing it. You're saving us.
Incredible rescue.
Something nice back home.
Already. We're not even started talking about Lost yet.
Right.
And we're referring to a movie.
We're already referencing something else. Not
Jesus
Lost.
Christ.
I don't reference Lost all the time in my real life, I'm sure.
You guys should hang out with us in real life.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear us talk about Lost?
We do it. At the Lemon Festival, I talked about Lost while drunk for quite a while with Harmony's mom's
boyfriend. do you kind of get, like, irritated when people go to you for the answers?
You know what? There's a guy.
It's not irritation, but it's like, I almost feel like, I already did the show. I don't want to do.
Well, it's not personal. I can talk about Lost until the cows come home. Like, I try not to talk about it before the show, so I'm not burned out. I definitely can't talk to Ralph about it because we're sick of talking to each other about Lost.
What about how do you, like, what if you get, like, the same people asking you the same thing? Like, something big will happen, and
everyone will say, what did you think of this? There's, like, one of my owners at work will, like, you know how, have you ever met the kind of person that they know one thing about you, and they talk about it every time they see you?
Yeah, I found myself doing that to someone I work with.
Really?
Because he's really fired up on the Iron Man movie, but he's spoiler-free, so I keep wanting to tell him, like, dude, it looks awesome, and the latest thing looks awesome.
Right.
I'm like, I feel bad.
I used to know a security guard that, like, came to a party at my house one time. And then for the next 2 years, as I knew this guy, every time he saw me, he'd, like, the first thing he'd say is, so, is there going to be another party? Like, yes, dude, I remember you were at that party. That was very cool. Mm-hmm. But I have more interests. I'm a well-rounded person.
You're the party.
Very well-rounded, Ryan says. I think he's implying that when I sit around the house, I'm fat.
Also, I stepped on a duck.
I have more chins than I should. Also, pass me that Chinese phone book.
Where is the Chinese phone book? I guess in China. Are there? Ryan said he was in China. Are there a lot of chins in China? Oh,
they're who?
You know where there's a lot of gins.
There's a lot of people pooning people in China.
There's a lot of gins on Lost.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You remember that show Lost?
Yeah.
Oh, anyhow, back to my boss. I know you want to talk about Lost, but I have to finish this thread.
Did he bend you over and hit you with a paddle?
Yes, please. No, every time he calls me, like, for work-related stuff, like, uh-huh. Oh, hey, can you run this payroll? Hey, can you run this payroll? Did you watch Lost? Or when does Lost come back? Mm-hmm. Or is it a repeat of Lost tonight? Like,
my dentist does that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's like, you know that show?
So, Lost, huh?
But for the most part, yeah, people do come up to me with a bunch of questions about it, and I don't know the answers any more than anyone else. I know them less. I don't even, like...
When they ask you, do you drop What Hot American Summer references?
I do. That's my go-to. I'll say, so what do you think is in the smoke monster? What do you think that's made out of? And I'll just be like, oh, I love you, Abby Bernstein. Wait for me.
I want you inside me. Incredible rescue. He's doing it.
And sometimes, like, if I run out of Wet Hot American Summer references, I make extra fart track references. So that'll happen too.
Sorry.
Last week on Lost, and by last week I mean yesterday. Something nice back home, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I can tell that Jack's got something nice back home.
Yeah, he does.
His totally smooth belly and chest.
We can't let a Darmalars go by without talking about hair.
Without talking about hair, our
but
favorite
this is
thing.
This is a first. We're talking about not hair.
That's right. We're talking about the lack of hair.
Yeah, what was up with that dude?
I think Juliet went a little nuts when he was passed out and he never recovered. They say it gets like that. Like, you know, people are worried about shaving their head when they're getting older because they're like, what if it never comes back? Same thing happens to your chest, dude. It happened to Jack.
We're going to need more wax.
Where do you think the... flash forwards quote took place? Do you think they were before?
Well,
I
can tell you one thing about these flash forwards.
Yeah.
Is I'm glad they told us when it happened in relation to Kate's flash forward.
Yes,
because I was going crazy.
Yeah,
until Hurley said, you know, I thought you didn't want to see Aaron. He's like, no, that now it changed after the trial. Everybody,
yeah, that helped a lot. Yeah. But do you think it was before Through the Looking Glass or after?
Oh, before.
Before?
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to be with her because...
This is the start of his drinking descent. And growing his beard while... Maybe his beard's to compensate for his smooth chest.
His beard... A lot of guys are like that. His beard is then a direct rebellion against Kate in a way. Or at least like a rejection of her or...
Oh, yeah, because she said don't shave.
She likes it smooth. Yeah. So him growing a beard is like about that.
Yeah.
What a dick. So in Through the Looking Glass, mm-hmm. when she says him, she's talking about Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. Harmony had to clear that up for me. I guess I had not made that connection yet.
Yeah.
I had not gone back and thought about Through the Looking Glass.
It, you know, I think it was Jimmy who had the theory that, what she said, I need to get back to him, that she was referring to her and Sawyer's, like,
child.
Offspring. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that, well, then his theory, I think, is showing to be more and more true.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Go.
Okay. So what is,
you go.
Obviously one of the questions is, what is Kay doing for Sawyer?
I think
Sawyer, an answer is Sawyer's alive, which is good.
Yes. Yeah. That was interesting.
So
and
he's
huge,
but on the island, which is fine. But more interesting is that Sawyer is communicating off island.
You think, or he just gave her instructions to eventually handle. That's what Ryan thinks. Because she was under lockdown, maybe, or being watched because of the trial.
So you think that the phone call that she was...
I think the phone call was Clementine.
Okay.
I think she had these instructions from Sawyer. Mm-hmm. She had to delay them. Now that she's free, she took the time to try to track down Clementine, maybe using some of her settlement money.
To help Sawyer's
daughter. Sawyer, or to... maybe Sawyer wanted to apologize
Clementine?
To her. What's that? Is that is her name
Cassidy.
Clementine? His daughter's name is Clementine.
Yeah, Cassidy. Okay.
Yeah, that's who I meant. Yeah. No, it was Clementine who called him.
Daddy, why are you still on the island?
Son of a bitch. She's got her mother's eyes
Excuse
and
me.
Her father's mouth.
Excuse me, is Freckles there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Metro. Can I talk to Freckles?
Sawyer is on the island being very sweet to Claire. Maybe he's staying to help protect her or to help protect others. Ryan's is dead? Oh, Claire's dead. Yeah. Yeah, I got a bad feeling about Claire over the past couple of episodes.
Claire's dead because of, I don't know. I was thinking blood transfusion. Someone mentioned blood transfusion. No.
What?
Well, I mentioned it, but we got an email that said that because Jack is sick, he may need a blood transfusion.
Ah.
And Claire might be the perfect one to do that. And that maybe she gets hurt because of that.
You know, I got to go with if... Okay, here's my whole thought process on this, is that when Charlie went around asking everyone their blood type for the original transfusion for Boone, he didn't come back with Claire's type, but she was pregnant at the time, so I guess she wouldn't be an ideal candidate.
And also, she was in labor.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So
those events were happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, then, but he had time to go and ask everyone's blood type.
Yeah, but would you ask the girl who's actually currently having a baby?
I don't think he knew about her having the baby just yet when he was doing that survey.
But it was still the same time.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
if you're saying that he went around and talked
went
to
around
everybody.
And couldn't find her because she
probably
was in the jungle. Yeah.
No, she was having the baby. Jack was delivering the baby at the same time.
No,
as
Jack didn't deliver the baby. Jack was with Boone. Kate delivered the baby.
Well,
and
yeah,
Charlie and Jin were there.
It doesn't matter. What I'm
you're
saying
right.
is
they all happened
you're
at the same
assuming
time.
That Charlie asked everybody
right.
off screen. That
right.
could have included Claire, who
was too busy to
who
be
was,
asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Oh, you're having a baby? What kind of blood's coming out of you? can I get a cup of that? So
Claire's seeing Christian Shepherd.
Yeah.
Calls him dad. Which I guess
yeah.
she knows he's her dad.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
She knows from the black-haired
Yeah, but
Claire
that was,
episode.
Like, the first... If the first time you met your father, you were, like, what? Was she 18? 20?
I don't
Did
know.
Did you call dad?
Well,
hot.
She was...
Ryan
no,
says she was
no,
about hot.
No, because here's the thing. She was... Wait, was she pregnant then? No, she wasn't pregnant then.
No.
But, I mean, it couldn't have been too far off.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it seems odd to me to call someone you haven't known your whole life to call him dad.
I'm pretty sure if a dude walks into your life and says he's your dad, you'd probably remember him.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you wouldn't say sir or,
yeah.
oh, Mr. Shepherd.
Yeah.
Biological.
She doesn't know his name.
Yeah.
So
what else is she going to call him?
Dude.
I would have accepted dude. Jack went to visit Hurley.
Yeah.
And that was kind of emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for Charlie. Like, Jack was hoping to see Charlie, too.
Yeah.
And he saw his dad, like, really clearly for the first time since White Rabbit when he's been seeing his dad.
Yeah, it's like White Rabbit's happening all over again.
Yeah.
In the present time.
In the real world.
In the post-island scenario.
But then it didn't work out, so...
Yeah.
When I was watching last night, I hadn't put it in the timeline of happening before Through the Looking Glass just yet. Mm-hmm. So when Jack like got that prescription for pills and started to take them, I was boozing it up. I was done with him. I was so disappointed because I thought he had cleaned his life up, got together with Kate, and I was like on a new path. And now he was backsliding. So I was like, "Oh, Jack, no, you've already been there." But for it to be the start of his addiction,
it's the start of his.
I guess I was okay with that now.
You know he's going to get to that point, so now we see it.
Yeah. So it's funny how, to me, a relapse is bad.
I don't think Jack's going to clean up until he's back on the island.
You think that's what's going to take?
Which my theory for the whole show is, that's the end of the show, is Jack waking up on the island.
Yeah.
It's totally the whole Through the Looking Glass, a mirror image.
It's
what
end.
Happened at the very beginning happens at the very end.
Bookends. Was there anything this week that helped strengthen your further instructions theory?
No, we didn't see any locks, so.
Okay. Yeah, they're off traipsing through the jungle.
Yeah, those were the only guys we didn't see, which was really cool because we got a really good, solid Jin and Sun story.
Yeah.
A lot about Faraday.
Faraday and Charlotte.
A lot about Claire and Sawyer and Kimi and Frank.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff with Juliet.
And Miles talking to the dead again.
Yeah, and it's just like, it was a really cool episode that... Like all these different things were going on, and it didn't feel forced.
It's not, it's not often that they cut back and forth between that many groups.
Yeah, it's not like Meet Kevin Johnson, where at the end they throw in a scene where Danielle gets shot.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I actually noticed that while I was watching last night. I was like, oh wow, they're really spreading it around this week.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Rousseau, dead. Dead as Disco.
Man, bury the faces. If you're going to bury people, don't bury
just
everything
their faces.
But their face.
That's just
creepy.
Weird. Yeah. That Kimi guy's got problems.
Also, I would like to thank Bernard for knocking out Jack because I couldn't take that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that.
When he first talked about the surgery, I totally said, is he going to get a mirror like the doctor from Master and Commander? And then he did, and I was like, I didn't want him to do that.
I was thinking of Ronin.
Ronin?
I haven't seen that one yet. They did it.
They did the same thing.
Yeah.
And then there's that whole thing of he kissed Juliet, but clearly, he wants Kate to lean on. He wants Kate there in the operating room. Mm-hmm. And then Juliet and Kate had that very awkward conversation while Jack pretended to be asleep. Harsh. I was like, The Office is on the other channel. Guys, take that awkward elsewhere. Apparently, The Office cornered the market on awkward, according to me.
It's going to be a great day for Dwight. You saw The Office, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. That whole thing with Jin and setting up that Sun can leave and he's not going to.
Yeah.
That was huge.
That made me happy as well because maybe him and Sawyer are hanging out on the island doing whatever they need to do.
Yeah.
While
Ben Linus.
Oceanic Six. See, my whole thing with the reason why I didn't want Aaron to be part of the Oceanic Six, A, because of Locke being a flash forward, but because I didn't want to know that like Sawyer was going to die or... And then it bummed me out that I knew that Jin was going to die.
Yeah.
And there's always that hope that maybe they were just on the island and their deaths were cover-ups.
Right.
And now we got kind of some of that confirmed.
Yeah.
At least through Sawyer. So that was cool. I'm glad that Sawyer's still alive. He's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
He's the past two or three episodes, he's really has this strange connection with Claire.
Yeah, he does.
He's like treating her like
a human being.
but he's like really, really really protective of her
with the whole
restraining order thing and
right
like it's interesting that he's really I don't know
he's kind of stepped up
but specifically
for Claire.
For Claire which is kind of cool. I mean, I guess with his family getting murdered when he was a kid and then with him knowing he has a daughter and
yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I think a lot of that's kind of... Since he killed Anthony Cooper...
He can kind of let his demons go.
Yeah, he's kind of decided to clean up his act and...
Just be a regular guy.
And then bang Kate, but then that... Oh, I guess that happened before. But still, like, his whole thing is like, now he feels bad when he's being used by Kate. So
yeah, I think he, it's been as even though we haven't seen very much of Sawyer this season, mm-hmm. I think he still had a really impressive character arc.
We haven't had a Sawyer episode, have we?
No. We didn't have a Sawyer or a Jack up until this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Locke.
Oh, you know what it is? It's they're limiting access to what happens off island.
Yeah.
After now.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. Did you catch the headline in Jack's newspaper?
No, I didn't.
It was about the Sox and the Yanks, right?
Yeah.
And it was the Sox swept the Yanks? What year was that, Ryan? Do you know?
I don't know.
It was Yankees sweeping the Sox. That didn't happen in our world. Here, give him the mic, dude.
So, my first thought was when it was the American League Championship Series in alternate universe or something like that.
Yeah.
But a series is a series. It could be a 3-game series during the normal season.
Oh, just a series?
Yeah, if I remember correctly. Oh. It was Yankees sweep Sox and series. Maybe it's a championship. I don't know. Perhaps I should have done some research before I picked up the microphone.
Because that would peg it as a year if it had happened. But if it hadn't happened, then they're obviously taking an interesting tack.
If it has happened, because the Yankees and the Red Sox are two of the teams I follow the least.
Yes.
This is my least favorite.
Yeah.
Sorry, fans.
If they could both lose a game against each other.
I wish that was possible. I wish that there was, yeah.
We'll find a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I think what Ryan's trying to say is that the Sox suck.
Yes.
Especially saying that the Sox suck to Chris and Mike. Just letting
I
you
think
two guys
Ryan
know.
Was saying. Yeah, you're right.
You two guys know.
That was what producer Ryan was the one who was saying.
And to Colleen, the Yankees suck too. So
there you go.
Go Halos.
Speaking
of Halos.
Yes.
Who's dead now? Is there walking dead people going on the island?
Apparently.
So.
Yeah. Picking up babies?
So do ghosts totally appear on the island? Is that what's going on?
I'm guessing.
Because they obviously appear to Miles.
Right. But they do that in the real world.
Yeah.
At least if we're to believe the demonstration when he found that money.
Yeah.
It could be ghosts or whatever. Or it could just be the thing that's on the island. And again, it appears as dead people.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever it is... I guess we don't have any proof that it has physical presence, but it definitely clouded Claire's mind enough to make her put her baby down and go away, if not pick her up.
Yeah.
Maybe Smokey picked her up. Maybe she set the baby down for a little bit, and Smokey was like, hey, come with me. I'm going to take you to that underground hole where I almost took Locke.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to discover the Christian Shepherd, Christian Shepherd, Claire, Jack connection before they leave the island?
I don't know.
Ryan says, yeah. I think that when Sawyer decides to stay, it will either be to protect Claire or maybe to go find Claire. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll still be missing or missing again because she does that a lot. That could be an angle. Maybe the people that stay are staying because there are others that are in distress. And Charlie said to Hurley, like, they need your help, right?
Yeah.
They need you. They're still there. They need you.
Yeah, I don't think shit will ever calm down on the island.
No. Yeah, that's a crazy fucking island.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of like, and I kind of understand why Sawyer would stay, because he kind of like the big fish on the island.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, because... Even when Jack was gone and Sawyer was back in last season when Hurley was trying to get him to get in the good graces with everybody.
Nice, yeah.
Like, I think Sawyer realizes that when Jack's not around...
He's king shit of fuck
mountain. Yeah, but it's coming to the point where he is not doing it for his own purposes. It's not all fortune and glory. He's doing it because he can, and he's also helping people. Because
these people need a leader, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's not doing it just to be, oh, I'm the leader guy, I'm the big guy.
Yeah, he's definitely...
He may have done that at one point, but now he's kind of feels like everyone's dad or something.
Yeah, and you know what? Even before they had houses and beds and plumbing, he didn't want to go back. He felt like no real desire to go back to the world.
Yeah, I mean, he even told that to Kate.
Yeah, it's not a bad life, especially since the food supply issue doesn't ever seem to be a concern anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for him. Except for, yeah, well, there is all the crazy mysteries of the island, too, though. Yeah. That's a bad life.
Once he gets that fence under control, he'll be fine.
Yeah. When maybe he sees Claire die, and that's what triggers his desire to help his kid and his wife. Maybe it's that taking in Claire because he misses his baby mama. Maybe it's taking in Claire because he sees, of course, a little of himself in Aaron, but also sees his abandoned, you know, quote, family. Why wouldn't Jack understand that, asks Ryan? That's a good point. Well, Jack can be a jerk where Sawyer's concerned. Also, he's jealous because as much as they're off the island in the real world and he and Kate are supposed to be together, Sawyer's still in the room.
Yeah.
And that's rough. But that's the big issue, is that he's still in the relationship. Not that he has to take it. Yeah. It's thorny. It's a thorny issue. It's a love triangle where one of the dudes is on an island in the South Pacific or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel bad for Jack.
I don't.
No?
No. Jack's kind of an asshole.
Oh, he kind of is, yeah.
It's like Sawyer's not an asshole.
Sawyer
fronts being an asshole.
But deep down?
Jack's fronting being a good guy.
That's an interesting take. I can see that. I said I kind of feel bad for Jack because he's got a lot stacked up against him with that Kate thing. Mm-hmm. But he could have made it work if he was just mature and able to deal with his shit. But instead,
he can't.
He follows his dad's path, essentially. Yeah. And you know, look where it leads him, meeting Kate outside of an airport.
Crazy.
Crazy. So
he should have jumped.
Ryan said that this episode laid the groundwork, he thought, for some very cool things to happen. What was that, Ryan?
I don't know.
You didn't say that?
It's lost. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay, but you just
but I
felt...
I think it's that they're setting a foundation for something else.
It felt like a building episode.
With all the dead people coming back, that's going to lead to something. I mean, that's a huge thing. Why are they coming back? What's their communication? What's their goal for taking people?
Okay.
Escorts to heaven? I don't know. Maybe.
There's also the whole thing with Christian Shepherd sitting in the rocking chair when Hurley saw the cabin, when he went to the cabin.
Yeah.
Christian Shepherd was in the rocking chair during a couple of the shots,
huh.
Which Hurley shouldn't know Christian Shepherd
shouldn't
from
know
anything.
Him. Claire
so
does. Claire, Jack does.
Claire's seen him before. Yeah. So you mean you could chalk up the smoke monster, which we saw scan Echo and see all the memories of the people of their past. You could see the smoke monster maybe if it scanned Jack could turn itself to represent his father. Or
right.
Same with Claire.
Same with Claire. But why would it choose to do that?
Why Hurley?
Why would it choose to do Christian Shepherd for Hurley?
Yeah.
There'd be no
so
point.
I'm wondering if Hurley may have some kind of a sixth sense. Maybe Dave used to be alive and he may be a dead person.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why I saw Christian Shepherd. Maybe that's why he's seeing Charlie.
I think Hurley's special and I think we're just barely finding that out.
Yeah.
He may not be as special as say Walt or Ben or Locke, but the fact that he sees the cabin, I think, is huge.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can find it and Ben thinks that Ben can't,
yeah,
that's really large. So,
Ben from the Darmalars?
Yeah, I can't find the cabin.
Neither can I.
We suck. We suck at cabin finding.
Yeah. What what else happened? Jin speaks Korean to
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Threatens her, and that was cool. Faraday stands up to Charlotte and says, look, fucking, you're making it worse. And that was cool, too.
Yeah.
Although Faraday doesn't necessarily make things any better.
Yeah.
Does that guy have a voice that's not a whisper?
No.
No? Okay. The character,
he's
I mean.
Like that in CQ, so.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was I liked it, but it was... I don't have much more to say about it.
Yeah, I liked it more than... I actually liked it more than last week's episode, and I know a lot of people like last week's episode.
I did.
But I'm a big fan of like what they did in season one, which is follow several different groups or storylines, the intercutting between stories, which happened this week. Last week, it was very Ben Linus-centric. You had a scene at the beginning with Jack.
Right.
You had a scene at the end with Jack, but in the middle, it was mostly just following Ben. But this one, it was cool because... you had all those different storylines going on the island, but then you had a flashback with Jack, Kate, and Hurley.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's really cool. Because I was just thinking,
we're invested in.
I was just thinking earlier this week, I'd be like, I'm fine if they didn't do any more Flash Forge of flashbacks and just had a lot of fun Island Adventure. But now, where the Flash Forwards, which I hate saying that word,
I know,
have all the characters we like in them.
We should call them Flash Presents.
Because they now know
each other. Because now they're together.
And that's really cool. Yeah. And that's what I really dug about the episode. And the cool thing about the episode, it didn't feel like there was a commercial every 2 minutes. Like, it felt nicely paced, and a lot of, like, each segment of the show was, like, really cool. Like, it was really cool stuff going on. Even, like, small scenes like Rose and Bernard talking about how the island's not healing people anymore.
Yes, yeah.
And she's concerned. In, like, 2 seasons ago... Or in SOS, she's like, I don't care. I'm content with dying. And now she's actually concerned.
Because, yeah. That was a good scene. That,
yeah.
Her expressing her feelings about and people don't get sick
here. It didn't feel forced. It didn't feel like a forced scene.
Yeah.
Like, it was they just were them. In the scene before, hanging out. They had a little side scene. It was awesome. And then
it flowed.
Yeah, it was really well paced.
Yeah, like last week's episode felt more television.
Yeah.
It was like, we have this story in the middle, and let's put stories on the bookends because we have to link it to next week's episode.
This episode felt more serial.
Cinematic.
Serial. Like, yeah. It felt like almost a comic book.
Yeah, it's just, this is a flowing story. It started before today, and it ends after tomorrow, but this is the part you're seeing. Oh.
I really enjoyed the episode. I thought it was, may have been my favorite of the season.
I think things are, what's cool about the off-island stuff is things are ramping up there.
Yeah.
Like the first couple of off-island episodes were, again, like the beginning of the show, they were like character pieces. It's like, this is what's happening to Kate now.
Yeah.
This is what happened to Saeed. But now it's like that train's starting to build up momentum.
Yeah. Which, how many more episodes do we have left?
Like 3? Something dumb?
It's like 3 episodes, but then like the third episode is 3 hours split across 2 weeks.
I think that might be it. I don't know.
So, I mean,
2.5. Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually ramping up to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And then not again until 2009.
Yep.
We're going to take quite a break, I think, in the hiatus.
Yep.
Do
granted, like, it's the hiatus.
Yeah.
We're, anyway.
Where we can talk, where we can
haze,
never talk
we can
about
haze
Lost.
Each other and what have you.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't think we have a segment from Jimmy this week.
Okay.
So I say we go ahead and get to the next chapter and get ready to go see Iron Man.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
more editing.
Oh, now we
God.
Have to edit more.
What's going to happen? All right, guys, thanks for listening to the show. If you have any questions you want to call in about or theories or really anything you want to say, give us a call at the Dharma Line. It's 206-338-4261.
Or you can drop us email at dharmalars@gmail.com or check out dharmalars.net, your hub for everything Dharmalars.
That's right.
Including shirts from shopsaminate.com. Ryan has something to say.
For all you iPhone users or iPod Touch users, if you've bookmarked the Dharmalars page on your home screen in the past, go ahead and do it again. There's a special icon now that'll be nice and glossy for you, just for your iPhone and your iPod
really?
Touch. Yeah.
That's cool.
I did that all by my lonesome.
Well done.
I'm pretty smart sometimes.
Yay, cheers.
So there you go.
And the Dharmalars...
It actually looks cool, too. Like, you know, they have the little, like...
Yeah, I know the logo on my Firefox.
Yeah, but Ryan will show you after the show.
It's
like all glossy and shiny, and it's a little button.
What would he show me on? I don't get it. Does Ryan have an iPhone?
What?
The joke there for you playing at home is that Ryan talks about his iPhone a lot. Okay, everyone's caught up now. You can also go to dharmalars.net for our video diary, which right now is mostly knee-jerk reactions, but it might progress into more eventually.
Yeah, definitely when we go on our
hiatus.
2-year hiatus. I'm going to talk about the sorority down the street on that one.
From our frat house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that's our hiatus. We're going to change our name from the Lars to the frat boys.
We'll be Larmda, Larmda, Larmda.
Speaking of those guys, the Lars, we'd like to thank them for the karaoke.
Oh, yeah. That was great, guys.
Great guys.
Very
great
sweet.
Job, guys. That was rad.
Yeah. It was
such a good show.
Them.
If you guys haven't heard that non-lost podcast, The Lars, check them out.
Check them out, yeah.
In a couple weeks.
They sent us a karaoke for anniversary, and it was very nice.
Yeah.
Touching.
And we have karaoke today, and I think it's from, I forget.
Okay.
Dude, we have so many karaokes.
I'm
we're
safe.
Just waiting that this is like a karaoke that we received in the mail like some like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So I can't remember, but.
But it'll be on the show notes.
Yes.
So thank you for that karaoke, anonymous singster.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. Remember, wear your Dharma Lars shirts with pride. And then if you see someone wearing a Dharma Lars shirt, bust them on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. We're going to go see Iron Man.
Let's go.
It's a film. They made a film. I don't know if you've heard of it because they haven't done much marketing, but like a small little film.
Mm-hmm.
It's art house. Yeah. It's like, it's indie. So,
art house.
From all of us here at the Dharma Lars Mansion, we will see you next week. Hasta la vista.
He's doing it. Incredible rescue. All right. Dharma line. I almost said you all, everybody.
You did. Dharma that's been given back to the source.
Yes. I hope Dre called in.
Odds are good.
Did you hear his call last week?
No. I haven't heard our show in months.
Dre always leaves multiple 5-minute calls because that's a lot of time.
That's how long it is.
5 minutes. And last week he was so thrown off by the episode last week that he couldn't like compose a sentence. He laughed, said, "Dre in LA, I gotta go watch this more." And he like left.
Had to have a second chance at it.
Yeah, nothing. It was awesome.
I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Yeah, we don't have to say goodbye. We're just talking.
All right.
Well, fade it out like a Jump Kill song.
Hasta la vista.
You're doing it. Welcome to the party, Richter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hey, Ralph and Ben, this is Karen from San Francisco, and all I have to say is In-N-Out animal-style fries. Those are the best. Seriously, hands down. It's like a hamburger on top of your French fries. It's delicious. Those are the best ones. I can't wait to hear your next show. I'll hear you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Ben and Ralph. My name is Trish, and I just wanted to call to let you know that there is nothing like a little afternoon delight. I'm a mailman. I'm sitting in my mail truck on a Saturday afternoon, and you guys just made me cry. That was awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Dylan from Atlanta. I heard you guys on the last show mention about MLB The Show on PS3. I don't know if you guys have played in Turner Field, the Atlanta Braves Stadium, but there is a huge Dharma logo out in the outfield. You guys have to check that out. I'm not sure what they're trying to say with that. Maybe with Jack's mention of the Sox never winning the series, maybe there's a connection there. Who knows? Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Ralph? It's Ben. This is Dre calling out of L.A. Oh, shit. So, okay, last week's episode, shit things come. It fuck with me. I ain't gonna lie, it fuck with me. Cena Alley can play catch with the back of her bean. You know what I'm saying? I was the strong. Okay? Yeah, okay. But in that time, I have been thinking about a couple of things. And it goes way back, yes, to my robot theory and all this other stuff about Ben. He's either, some kind of robot or he's dead. Like, he's some kind of, I'm one step, I'm like a fucking mutant or something, or a fucking angel or something like that. Reason being is because, like, he's direct when he wants to come across to somebody, when he wants to talk to somebody, and he focuses on that person like Locke or Jack at one point in time, he's focused on them. The only person that really was getting straight answers out of his ass was, the only person that was getting straight answers out of his ass was the Ghostbuster dude. Ghostbuster, what did he come to the island to do? He asked questions and shit. He find a ghost, ask a question, get an answer, whatever. He's seen it in his backstory. And why when he talks to Ben is like, he don't blink or anything. He's talking to him. Now, you got to understand something, okay? Lost is dealing with a whole lot of beliefs and myths and all this other stuff. My particular belief or whatever. And you probably see there's some movies or whatnot. Actually, when you see anything's dealing with supernatural, and it's always that the Bible carrying guy, and then he confronts the demon. And the thing is, he says, in the name of God or in the name of Jesus, you're after me. And then the spirit answers him straight up, right? So I mean, that follows through on beliefs and stuff too. So anyway, the damn thing is, he asks these questions. He asks every question that Ghostbuster dude asks Ben. He answers straight up. He don't blink or anything. It's like he's very direct with him and all this other stuff. The other dude is not scared of Ben. He's scared that, he don't want to, he's like on walking on eggshells where he don't want to upset Ben. You know what I'm saying? Ben, he can go past people. It's like I'm walking down through the damn street. Who's going to be looking at me? Ben, he's sitting up there, he's running on top of roofs and shit. They got a scope. You tell me, really, if you really think about it, it's like everybody else is oblivious. They're fucking oblivious to what the hell he's doing. And he's the only one. Everybody else don't do that shit. It's like, I saw you drink that. You picked up this thing. It's like, the only people that know that Ben is, if they know that Ben is they know of Ben, the people that know of Ben or whatnot, and he's the only one that, they ain't the one that, they do go ate shit and go crazy and all this other stuff. But anyway, I think that pretty much covers it, I guess. As Ben, I guess what I'm trying to say is Ben is still kind of fucking robot/alien hybrid thing. And we ain't going to find that out until later on. Because it's like, okay, he has the opportunity. Like, everybody knows he had the opportunity to kill with Warren and all this other stuff. But he, it's like he don't kill people. Now, if you want to think about it, he could literally say in that gray area that, I didn't do that. But he's, he's mind fucking everybody left and right to the point that they, pass out and do what he wants. I was going to have that. Okay. Now, hopefully this came across right. Again, Ben is a robot. Don't trust Faraday or whatever. Don't trust the scientist dude because he's shady and shifty. And I don't know why I keep thinking that damn the doctor that was on the boat played in a Jurassic Park, or he looked like a raptor. Maybe that's why I keep thinking that he's in Jurassic Park. Anyway, I think that is it. Let's see. What else? Iron Man. Iron fucking Man. comes out. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? On that note, I'm going to go ahead and say Iron Man for the win this weekend. Don't do the loosey-goosey and get out of it. Go ahead and check out Iron Man, please. I know y'all going to see. I'm talking to everybody else. Go see Iron Man. Go be a douche. Go see Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? And what else? Go Grand Theft Auto. Okay? Grand Theft Auto came out. I have played this game. Yes, it is a great game. But on top of it being a great game, the damn thing is that I don't know, like, I got drunk with the dude, and it was so badass to fucking drive. I felt like I wasn't doing anything, right? I kept hearing the fucking cop. Why is it when you fucking drunk or something, or you partying extra, you partying extra hard with your friends or something like that, you always hear cop, cop. What the hell? Everything's a cop. What? What? Oh, yes, sir. And I guess the slower you go, that means the slower that you go, it means the more likely you won't be noticed. You know, you're walking around here like you fucking Iceman or something. And you know, just looking all silly. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I like it, though, but... Okay, well, I think that is it. That's all I got, guys. Like I said before, Ben is a robot, alien hybrid. Don't trust Faraday. Alex should not have been playing catch with the back of her head. I'm going to go on the record and say Alex is not dead. Alex is not dead. I think, that's another thing, the way they were shot. So, they playing Risk, it's a game, they're supposed to kill nobody. Even though Ben thinks Alex is dead, I think he's going to turn, I mean, I say Alex not dead. I don't think all those other people are dead. I think that Alex is dead, sorry about that. But I think all the mother, like, you know, law carrying guy and all this other stuff, they're not dead. I think they were just, you know, thrown into the mix to make Sawyer do whatever. It wasn't about that big-ass hole that was in the middle of the lunch bench. That also, he didn't get shot up. You know, the bullets didn't go through there. Look, like, they were shooting, like, around him or something, like the episode of the A-Team. That's all I got. Dre, coming out of L.A. Grabbed them out for the win. Iron Man. Yes.
Ready? Hey, Dharma Lars, it's Illyrio in Montreal. How you guys doing? Ben and Ralph, good show last week. That episode was strange. I thought back to, I think it was the first season, when Locke was at work and he was on the phone and it sounded like he was doing some kind of secret spy operations thing, and it turned out he was just kind of playing some war playing game. And I'm wondering if that's analogous to Ben and Widmore. I wonder if Ben and Charles Widmore are no more than, you know, John and whatever friend he was on the phone with pretending to be things that they're not. And wondering if this is kind of like an imagined world, really, what's happening. I hope not. I hope it isn't. As lame as that, kind of a lame idea. Wish I could blame this on being intoxicated, but I'm not. Great show, and take care.
Hey, Dormalars. It's Forrester in Kansas City. So, apparently, Future Kate doesn't wear pants, which is awesome. Very awesome. Also, there's one thing that nobody pointed out last week when Ben like pops up in Tunisia and everything. Nobody mentioned that he's wearing a winter coat. That means whatever that station is, it's in a cold place. So I don't know what that means, but I thought that was pretty cool, and I was just, I usually wait for other people to say that crap. Nobody said it, so I'm saying it. Winter coat. What's up with the winter coat? All right. Listen next week. Bye-bye.
Hello? Oh, hello. How are you? Oh, that's quite camp, isn't it? Sorry. I'm going to revert to normal voice. Hello, English jellyman here. Yes, yeah, stiff upper lip. Brilliant. Nasty teeth, isn't it? Oh, yes. Right, now then. All right? How are you? Brilliant. So, all right, shut up. I didn't want your life story. Christ. Okay. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Dharma Lounge. Hiya. So, yeah, last time I was in here, all right? Yeah, I sang a song about, you at the back. Quiet. Probably MB. Anyway, last time I was in here, yes, I sang a song which I kind of dedicated to my father. This time, I'm going to do one for my mum. Now, I'm not, to be honest. It got nothing to do with her. I just didn't want her feeling left out, you know? Anyway, should we sing a song then? Oh, I think so. Oh, yes. Well, I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise and really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. As if I'd sing that song. Come on, please. Right, I'm actually gonna sing the song that I was gonna sing in the first place. I'm dead excited, me. I'm off to Spain on Sunday, can you believe? A week in the sun. Oh, a week in the sun? Oh, yeah, so, yeah, so this is for all the people, right? Here, I'm singing this song, so, yeah. Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. Haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing, yeah. I think I thought I saw you try. Every whisper, every waking hour, I'm choosing my confessions. Trying to keep an eye on you, like a hurt, lost, and blinded fool. Fool. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. Consider this. Consider this. The hint of the century. Consider this. The slip that brought me to my knees. Fail. What if all these fantasies come flailing around outside? Too much. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you singing.
I think I thought I saw you try. But that was just a dream. That was just a dream. Me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. Don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. But that was just a dream. Try, cry, why try? That was just a dream, just a dream, just a dream, a dream.
Thanks, Darmalaz. I appreciate you letting us sing. Now, Ben, get on with it, mate. Come on, you know you want to. We all want to hear.
Yes.